Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 55. We're talking about anger, and we need to realize that we have the ability to control our temper. The nature of a person is to become angry at times, but if someone works on himself or herself to have control over their anger, even if they become angry, they won't become excessively angry, and even the mild anger will not last a long time. That person is worthy of praise. Silas Yesharim says that openly, they are worthy of praise. But even higher than that is someone like Hillel, who had so much control over himself that he wasn't irritated at all over the behavior of others and did not have a trace of anger at all. It's a famous story with the Chafetz Chaim. He was old age, he married for a second time. In the first year of that marriage, Chafetz Chaim set up a sukkah where he usually made it. After he finished it, the wife said, "I don't think this place is suitable for the sukkah." She pointed to another spot. "You should put it up there." Reaction was a bit late because he already built a sukkah. He didn't complain. And again, this is a Chafetz Chaim. Every minute of his time was precious as jewels. But he didn't argue. He put the sukkah in the new place. Then when it was set up the second time, the Chafetz Chaim's wife came out again, says, "You know, you were right in your original spot where you put it." He didn't argue. He didn't complain. He calmly and patiently took the sukkah apart again and put it back in the original place. Again, we may not be on that high level, but we can learn in our own level to control certain things. So the Renassan Tzvi Finkel and the Alta von Slobodka, he frequently related that when he was younger, he witnessed a scene that had a lasting effect on his understanding on how easily emotions can be controlled. So he was in the Vilna marketplace, and he saw a woman who sold beans, became furious at one of her competitors, cursed loudly at that other woman. It seemed like it would take a long time before she would calm down. But amidst of her rage, someone came by to purchase a few pennies worth of beans. And it was amazing how this peddler all of a sudden changed her mood. Her entire face shined, smiled sincerely, extreme politeness, gave the customer what they needed. And Renassan Tzvi Finkel observed this and learned that a few pennies have a power to change a person's mood from one extreme to another extreme. In the midst of her anger, she calmed down in a split second and showered her customer with a heartfelt blessing. In a way, it saddens someone in a way where, again, I'm picking an example, but could go either way, where a wife is yelling or very upset at the husband and venting at him, letting him have it. Then the phone rings and a friend or someone that she respects is on the phone. All of a sudden, her demeanor changes. A smile, a pleasant voice, same someone, you know, knocking on the door all of a sudden. All of a sudden, sweet, sweet, sweet disposition, opposite of the nastiness that was exhibited 30 seconds before towards her husband. And again, it works the other way around too, husband to wife. So you need motivation to overcome anger. And when you're motivated, you can erase your anger. You don't have to be a big tzaddik. You have the ability to do that. It's a mistake to believe that you have to be on a high madrega to overcome anger. Every person, to a very large degree, could work on controlling and then ultimately removing their anger. And you build confidence by practicing this to remain calm in difficult situations. Maybe early on in your life, it was difficult to control yourself in those painful situations, but over time, you'd be able to learn how to do so. You do not have control over anyone else. There's no way you can. But you have control over the degree of how you respond to what others do or say. How you react to what others do and say. And you calmly assess your best course of action in any given situation. And that will improve your skill of thinking through things instead of reacting emotionally. And the more confident you are in your abilities to use your skill of thinking the right way and using a situation by wisdom to work through it, the less chance you will have to lose your temper. He brings down someone Rabbi Shushan never got angry in his lifetime. When they asked him, how did you acquire this midah? He said he had no time to be angry since he was busy always with spiritual matters. And there was nothing in the material world to become angry over. Now, we may not be on this madrega. To us, material world does matter. But we could learn how to minimize it, to learn to put things in perspective, to learn that, to appreciate the basic concepts of life that could help us remove anger. Then he goes through various causes of anger. And a lot of it is arrogance. Arrogance and anger go together. When you feel conceited, you feel that you're owed something, you're entitled, then you become angry when those needs are not met. And on the reverse side, when you are humble, it leads to forgiveness. The Rambam's son, Rav Avram, in Hamaspik, Levi Hashem, says this. And Shari Kedusha of Rav Chaim Vital, he says all the way in the beginning of that Sefer, Shari Kedusha, that anger comes from arrogance. Because a person's arrogance is gaiva, causes him to become angry at other people for not doing as he wishes. If, however, he would be aware of his own faults and have humility, then he wouldn't be angry. The person with humility does not feel anger if he's interrupted in the middle of doing something. He'll always see the mile of that other person who interrupted him and consider that person important. For example, if let's say a king interrupted a woodchopper, right? A woodchopper's chopping wood and a king interrupts him. The woodchopper would not be offended. He's aware how established and distinguished and chashuv a king is. Same thing, a humble person is one who appreciates the Tzelem Elokim in every human being, especially in every Jew, the neshama, the greatness of that person, and is not offended if you interrupt them, because they realize how special they really are, how important they really are. Sometimes anger comes from feeling that someone did not treat you with proper respect. People tend to be angry at someone who fails to show them the respect that they think they deserve. And the solution is to really think about how valueless honor is, right? Ezu mechubet ha-mechabet es-abriyos. What is real true honor? Those who honors others. The honor you receive is temporary and transitory and inherently meaningless. And when you realize how valueless it is, the less you'll be angry when people don't shower that on you. And if you are angered by obstacles that are beyond your control, you know, you're stuck in a traffic jam and there's nothing you can do about it, you're behind a garbage truck and you're busy, and so on, the cause of your anger is that frustration. You recognize it and realize it's all in the hands of Hashem. Sometimes you'll realize, in certain cases, that your anger was due to a desire for honor or approval, and you'll realize the unimportance of that, and you will let it go. When a person does not feel satisfied with their own behavior and accomplishments, they feel frustrated or feel bad about that they fell in a certain area, they'll go about feeling frustrated. They could easily lose their temper and become more angry and irritable when they're not happy about themselves. So one often... it's hard to, because when you get attacked and when someone's angry, it's very hard to have compassion on them because they're in the attack mode. They're actually hurting people. But there's a way to have a certain level of compassion. Most likely that person has a negative feeling about themselves. Most likely there is a source of anger there that is understandable, and they need to work through it in order to feel better about themselves and work through it. Sometimes a chronic feeling of guilt or inadequacy can cause you to lose your temper easier. For example, many perfectionists have bad tempers. They make almost impossible demands of themselves and of others, and they feel very tense, very strained, often leads to anger. And while always trying to improve, you know, the key is not to get angry and frustrated or become a perfectionist, but rather accept yourself the way you are, and that will lead to further growth. In Dreshus Chachma Sharanova Chelek Hey Perikei, he says, that when if you are suffering, when you are suffering, be very careful not to become angry, because you're more likely to become angry easier when you're suffering. It's harder to control yourself, and you need to have special siyata d'shmaya, and you ask for it. Sometimes you feel a big oil that will cause you to get angry. Sometimes you feel excessive pressure. You'll feel tense and irritable. And sometimes your present situation is very difficult to cope with. So the key is you have to work out how to work out to deal with your current situation better, and that will help alleviate your stress. And even if someone's behavior is irritating you and you remain silent, the problem is you could blow up at the person. So, you know, like a pressure cooker, it will blow up. So you have to really work through it. See if you can find a positive aspect in that person. That could be a challenge for you, but try to take it as a challenge that's interesting to be able to overcome that. You could politely ask for a behavior to stop, or you could leave the room. Chayvus Hashmira in Chavetz Chaim, he says, to avoid unnecessary debates, because that could lead to anger. Is it worthwhile to argue on this matter? Really need to answer that. Some people feel very important, feel that there are very important topics that they just talk about, things that bother them, how people aren't keeping certain halachas, as an example, or whatever the case may be, and you have to ask yourself, is it worthwhile to argue over this matter? Is there really truly a tayeles or not? That is a real question. You know, when you dislike someone, you find it easier to become angry at that person. Therefore, it's important to learn how to like people, how to get along with people, and not to take from people, try to give to people. And you know, the cause of a person's extremes, ups and downs in behavior, and strong irritations and temper tantrums and over aggressiveness can be a physical nature, or there could be a chemical imbalance as well. So all these need to be evaluated to make sure that you're physically healthy, you're emotionally healthy. Very often, you know, if you're hungry and irritable or not getting the proper nutrition, so there are logical reasons of why you would feel more irritable. You know, you'll lack sleep. This is a very important part also. You need healthy amount of sleep in the right way, in the right balance. If you sleep too little and you're grouchy and irritable as a result, doesn't mean you inherently have real lousy midas. To someone else that's well rested and their midas look fine, but they didn't even work on it. So very often your own situation, personal circumstances could create situations where you're more prone to anger and irritation, a lack of sleep, a pressured situation, to give yourself and others the benefit of the doubt when that takes place. Bracha v'atzlacha.